Christina Mock is a choir director here at Carmel High School. She's experienced in dancing and singing and spent years in competitive show choir. This is Mock's first year ever teaching choir. I spent time talking with her in between classes about her experiences at CHS so far. So you're a choir teacher here at Carmel. How did you get involved in show choir?
Well, I got involved with show choir through my older sister. One of my sisters, when she was introduced to show choir when we moved from Georgia to Illinois, and the high school she was going to had a great show choir program, and they sent us home with a bunch of VHSs to watch and see what show choir was, and we would stay up and watch them, and we're like, oh my gosh, this is so cool. There's like singing and dancing and fancy costumes and all this crazy music, and so we were instantly hooked, and she ended up doing show choir for the 2 years she was in high school there, and I was so interested and I had to be a part of it. So I auditioned and I did it in middle school, and I also did it in high school as well for 4 years, and other things like camps and things like that too.
So you kind of fell in love with show choir because of your sister.
Yeah.
But what made you want to do it as a career, like teaching choir?
Teaching music in general seemed like the obvious idea for me, because music was always a part of my life. I also played in bands starting in fifth grade. I was a clarinetist. So I had band going on, I had choir, and I did show choir, did all of that stuff. And so having those two outlets for me and having amazing educators in both fields really inspired me to want to go into it as well, to be a part of, you know, students' lives and giving them a place to feel like they belong.
So you said you played in band. Mm-hmm. How did you choose between teaching band or teaching choir?
Well, I never thought I would really choose between, and I still have a really strong passion for teaching band and things like that. It just so happened that as I was job searching, this job came up, and it seemed like the perfect fit for me at the time. And I'm still, you know, certified to teach band and whatever else too, but this just, it seemed like it was the right fit for me.
So teaching at Carmel in such a big choir program, how has your experience been so far with the other directors, with all the students and everything going on here?
It's kind of crazy, like when you first walk in, especially if you're not used to it. And what I tell a lot of my other teacher friends is that, you know, in college they prepare you these days to have a small program on your own and with virtually no support from administration, and to even, we have to practice doing advocacy speeches, to defend your program. And so walking into here where the arts are supported, they're completely, you know, really, really interested, there's a huge interest in the community, is very shocking to me. So that's kind of been a huge adjustment for me to get used to, oh, there's parents behind this, there's community behind this, there's administration who love the arts, and the choir program is so well supported. It's also different teaching with the team as well. It's a very brand new experience for me, because again, you're usually prepared to teach on your own with some, you know, training, working with others. So that's been an adjustment as well. But it's kind of nice because we all bring such different things and personalities to the table that it feels very well rounded with the program. It feels like there's a nice balance between the three of us, and we all bring some different things. So yeah.
So now that you've kind of made the adjustment and you have a semester under your belt, how do you like teaching here at Carmel?
I really love teaching here. It's such a great opportunity for anyone who's been teaching for 50 years or for 2 years. It's so great, all the opportunities that are here. The students are fantastic. I can't talk enough about how great they are. And even not just the students I see in choir. I mean, I see drama students, I see English students, I see, you know, people who are interested in other fields. And they're just so wonderful. They're so dedicated and so passionate about what they want to do. And that is so inspiring to me, because I was lost when I was a teenager. Yeah. I didn't feel like I had a place in the world yet. But it's just really inspiring to see that. So,
so what groups do you direct here?
I direct four choirs mainly, four and a half. I guess. I teach descants and encores, which is a mixture of like juniors, seniors. It's an all-female group. They do show choir and they do some concert choir, and they do some combined things together as well. I also teach Allegro, which is a junior-senior women's group as well, and they do the same thing, show choir, concert choir, a couple of extra performances here and there. And I teach Blue and Gold. I have an assistant for that, which is Mrs. Kuhn, so she comes in and helps out with me. They're a mixed group, junior seniors mostly. Mm-hmm. And I help out with the freshman choir, the counterpoints, because there's so many of them. We need all three on board for that. So, yeah.
So with all the groups you've directed, do you have a favorite song that you've done so far last semester and a little bit of this semester?
My favorite song currently throughout the year is one we're working on right now with Allegro. It's called Barter. It's taken from a text from a poem, and the text is just so beautiful. It's really, really nice. It's a good experience for them as well, great learning experience, and the music is just so beautiful. I'm really enjoying that.
So what's your favorite aspect of being a choir teacher as opposed to anything else?
I have always thought that vocal music is even more personal. On a personal level than instrumental music, and that's coming from me being an instrumentalist, and it's really easy for me to connect to both, but for some students especially, it's so easy to emotionally connect with things that they are speaking and that they are saying.
Right.
And not only that, but an instrument is, you know, an instrument. I can put it down and then I'm still me, but your voice is just you. It's so personal, and so that's kind of the cool thing, is seeing students grow through that personal level, because they are experiencing growth not only in their skill but in their voice themselves, which is a part of them, and that's kind of the really cool thing. And that's I could get really, you know, existential talking about that.
You just kind of get to see it click with
them. Yes, exactly.
Of course. So while you're teaching at Carmel, where would you like to see the department go?
I would love to see it go in the direction that it's already headed, and that is making sure that every student really feels like they are a part of something, and that they have a place. I think they all do right now with choir, but I think that there are, you know, we can go even further with that, with what kind of choir do you want to be in? Like, what type of music do you want to be a part of? And that's kind of the direction we're headed in right now. And so that's kind of what I want to be a part of, is the vision that's already kind of set up right now. Yeah.
Is there a plan for that vision to come into play sometime soon?
Yeah, hopefully within the next year or two, there might be some different types of choirs that pop up based off of students' interests right now. So we're currently in the middle of auditions, so we're kind of seeing what the students want and making sure that they've got a place.
Kind of testing the waters.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for talking with me today. There you have it, the musically talented Christina Mock directing one of her choirs. You can see her and the rest of the choir department at one of their many performances throughout the year. This has been Rachel Lacey with the WHJE News Department. Find more stories like this online at whje.com.